Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into eastern regions of Ukraine on a peacekeeping mission Monday. Putin declared Russian-led breakout areas of Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk as People's Republics and independent regions on Monday. Putin ordered Russian troops into the separatist areas of Ukraine. Russian President Putin via a translator.
Peace is a dog barking at the caravan. We have never agreed to that, and we never will. Russia was always standing for resolving the most difficult issues at the negotiating table.
President Biden and our allies will announce new sanctions against Russia on Tuesday after Moscow recognized two breakaway regions of Ukraine as independent. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced Tuesday that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia as punitive damages against Moscow over the Ukraine invasion. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mark Cuban shuns politics for a run with his very own pharmaceutical company.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban announced the launch of his online pharmacy at the beginning of the year. Cuban was asked on Fox Business if he'd ever consider running for president in the future, and he says he thinks this new company will be a better focus for him.
What I'm finding out, particularly with CostPlusDrugs.com, I can have a far greater impact than trying to pretend whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat and plain party politics.
He says the goal of the online pharmacy is to eliminate middlemen and bring lower drug prices to Americans. A Gallup poll released in September found that some 18 million Americans reported being unable to afford at least one doctor-prescribed medication in the previous 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japan's Nikkei stock market dropped nearly 2% this morning as news between Ukraine and Russia continued to escalate. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a television statement, gave his justification as to why he plans to take back Ukraine. Russian-funded RT News translates some of the statement.
But our suggestion was refuted from the get-go because we can't allow Russia to limit the activities of NATO. We were told that legally binding guarantees of security, only NATO members can have such guarantees. And last December, we have sent our partners the draft document about security guarantees and also the draft agreement on the measures of enhancing Russian security and NATO member security. In response, NATO members and the U.S. were saying a lot of words. There was some reasonable ideas, but they were talking only about secondary things. And it looked as an attempt to bring this discussion away from the main point. And we reacted in kind. I would like to emphasize that we are ready to negotiate, but only on the condition that all matters will be considered as a package in complex without going away from the main proposals made by Russia. And those have three main items. Firstly, non-expansion of NATO to the east, non-deployment of offensive weapons next to the Russian borders, and finally, bringing back the military infrastructure back to the Confederation of 1997 when the Founding Act was signed between Russia and NATO. These principled proposals were ignored.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You may be asking yourself, what is going on with our country and our leaders? You know, what are we dealing with? You know, is it a government so power-hungry, paranoid, and afraid of losing its stranglehold on power that it's conspiring to wage war on anyone who dares to challenge its authority? Let me remind you of our Declaration of Independence. We always remind our listeners during critical times. I mean, we just had President's Day, a great time to sit down and, you know, spend a couple of minutes and read the Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence. A lot of people did that this week. And they were blessed and realized in looking back and remembering what our country started with and what was its motivation. And I believe it reinvigorated them. And that's a good thing. Because let me just read the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence and let me know what you think. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station of which the laws of nature and nature's gods entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. John Whitehead is with us right now. John is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, always good to have you with us. We're at that moment, aren't we, once again?
I think we are. And what is amazing is that as I talk to kids in high school today, they've never read the Declaration of Independence or the preamble. And we're not teaching that to a generation. And that generation, you know, again, people forget that it was Judeo-Christian principles upon which this country was established. And we have to be very, very careful that what we've done now today is that we've kind of ripped that core away from the country. As you watch how things are developing today with young people, there is no sense that there's any morality anymore, sexual or otherwise. Mm-hmm. And in the past, when countries have done that, to be honest with you, I've studied Rome and other countries, they collapse.
Exactly.
The morality is the key here. And the morality is that we respect other people. We don't, you know, bomb, kill, whatever. You know, maybe in defense, maybe. Yeah, of course. But what I'm seeing today is that what we have to, in our power, and I've seen this since I've been a constitutional lawyer. I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years, is they need a crisis to stay in power. If the president's ratings are going lower, you got to have a crisis. Who are we going to fight next? Who are we going to go to war with next? Or, you know, are we going to force this thing on the American people? And with the COVID situation, which I've seen our country change mentally. People right. are getting very, very paranoid toward one another and stuff like that. I don't like seeing that. And it worries me greatly about the future of this country. And I am worried greatly about the future of this country. And we have to be very, very careful that anything nuclear or whatever, I mean, we're killing. Here's the problem is, you know, America drops about 100,000 on an average bombs in the Middle East and around the world on an annual basis. Every president's done it for years. The problem is, and I've often talked to people, and I'm a former military officer, by the way, infantry officer. You know, women, children, all these people that are dying all over the world, and we seem to have no conscience anymore. And I think that's one thing you're hitting at. We've lost our conscience. We've lost our sense of what the Constitution is and who we are as the people. We should be, America should be spreading peace around the world as much as possible and working with countries and doing their best. We have to be very, very careful. And I don't, the current president, by the way, I don't think is in control of anything, and that's one problem.
Well, there is no question that we're greatly compromised. In some regard, you can be thankful for it, because if we had somebody else that was an absolute maniac, we'd already be at war, John, I'm afraid.
Probably so, yeah.
You know, so you think, okay, all right, I get it. You know, Kamala Harris, not the most competent. Joe Biden, it's obvious what's going on. Putin sees it. President Xi sees it. The world sees it.
Yeah,
exactly. And so what do you do here? Yes, as Americans, we're embarrassed. And the people who voted him in should be greatly embarrassed. I mean, because look at you gave us this president. I mean, this is who you elected, you know, by more than 10 million votes than Barack Obama. If you want us to believe what you believe. OK, well, this is what you gave us. And how do you like him now? Because this is just the beginning on every turn, whether it's open borders that are just an open sieve to all kinds of criminality that's going on in the interior of our country. And they're so surreptitious about it, John. They're not even genuine to come in and say, hey, look, we're going to send people by plane into the interior of the country. We're going to let the governors of the states, we're going to let the mayors know that they're coming so they can, you know, bring them a welcome basket or something. No, they just do it in the dark of night, and then they try to talk around it. And they're forcing it down people's throats. And then, oh, let's talk about energy independence. Here we are on the brink of a World War III, and you've got a president that has sold us out and took us from energy independence to energy dependence. You got to love this guy, and you got to love the people that voted him into office.
And still support it. That's the question. And that's the key of the Declaration of Independence. You have the right to change the government, alter it, throw it out. And people have asked me, well, why aren't kids reading the Declaration of Independence anymore? And I say, because of what it says.
Exactly.
It says you can disobey. You can say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to stop. We're going to reinstitute this government, and we're going to have a much better government. And I'm trying to get people to forget this one thing. Just voting is not the way to go. Mm-hmm. You have to get active in your local politics. You have to get your city councils and your state governments moving and resist some of this we're seeing today, because if someone does not resist what we're seeing, and I know who's in control in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. it's the deep state. And, the more I study what people are saying about the deep state and former NSA agents I'm talking about, I mean, it's run by people who have one concern, and that is making money. Hmm. And what is the root of all evil? The love of money.
Love of money. There it is.
And we don't have that, folks. The average American, you know, has trouble paying their taxes sometimes because, you know, we spend more money on taxes than food, health care, and things like that. So we're overtaxed, we're overrun, and I think it's time to get fed up, get together with your neighbors and your local communities and start calling for some leaders that will actually put into practice what mm-hmm. the Constitution says in the Declaration of Independence. I'll guarantee you, ask Joe Biden what the First Amendment says. He can't tell you. And here's another thing I've said. Every guy who takes the in Congress or the president should have to pass a test on the Constitution.
You got it, John. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking.
You know, we play that song, John Whitehead, just reminiscent of the executive with Levi, the president of Levi, who was told, by the company, thou shalt not think outside of that that comports with the woke values. And how dare her you know, decide to take her children out of California and move them to Colorado, where she could be more insured that the education they were getting was going to be something that was going to serve them justly. And they offered her $1 million to shut up and not say anything. And pretty much she just said, well, here's Johnny paycheck for you.
Yeah, that's it.
So all that's okay. But here we are at a point where, you know, like you said, the government is doing all kinds of things. And the power of words, you and I talked about this the last time when we were on the air together, John, about why they're trying to make what happened on January 6th an insurrection. And now we're seeing quite clearly what's going on. I don't know if you've heard about this, but what they're doing in some, I think this is in North Carolina, you've got a Republican congressman who is being being a limb, you know, the attack on him is such that because he didn't come out vehemently enough against the January 6th riot, that he is now painted as an insurrectionist. And as such, the 14th Amendment comes into play, and he's disqualified to run for office. I mean, these people are amazing. What they're able to do. And this congressman believes, you know, he said, oh, are you kidding me? I mean, there's no way that has veracity. He goes, oh, no, this is serious. And this is something that we have to fight, because this is what they want to do, because they'll not only do it to me, but they'll go across the line. And any conservative who did not comport and speak the appropriate party line regarding January the 6th will be charged with the 14th Amendment and be disqualified for office.
Oh, yeah, but here's the thing people forget. The people who started this country would have been labeled super mega insurrectionists.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
No, I don't think it was insurrection. No, I think that we have to be really careful, too, here. And I've told people this over the years, is that the FBI and some of the groups that work, that infiltrate groups, can make things different than they appear to be.
Right.
And they've done it for years, since the 1960s, and I've warned people about this. When you're starting groups, be sure you're picking the right people, people you know. Don't just bring some guy in a group that you think is disagreeing with you, because he may work for a group that wants to make your group look bad.
Yeah.
So be very, 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 very careful. And you can call that a conspiracy theory, but it's backed up by facts.
It is in every way.
The FBI infiltrated the hippies in the 1960s. They grew their hair long, smoked pot, and tried to, you know, direct them in the wrong direction. And it worked in many cases. So be very, very careful, people. And listen, what did James Madison say, who wrote our Bill of Rights? We ought to mistrust all those in power. Don't look at someone in power and go, oh, hi-oh, Mr. So-and-so.
Right, exactly.
I question them. Why are they doing this? What is the purpose of this whole silly program? And the purpose is power, control, and money, as I said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you imagine, John, if they're into your head like this, and you wrote about this mind control police, the government's war on thought crimes and truth tellers. I mean, this is real scary stuff. And, you know, we've seen this raise its head. We're not fully aware of what went on January 6th. We know that there were FBI operatives there. We've seen what happened in Michigan with the kidnapping, the attempted kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer, and it was FBI agents in the lead of that situation. And the FBI agents will get away scot-free, and the men who were captured in that dragnet, they're going to spend some time in the Huskow.
Yeah, see, the thing that people have to realize, we have an amazingly powerful government now that's into super surveillance. They watch everything we're doing. If you merely share an article on Facebook now, you're put on a watch list.
Mm-hmm.
If you criticize the government, the Department of Homeland Security said it, criticizing the government makes you an extremist, yeah, i.e. a terrorist, and they watch you. There's 80 million names on a watch list now that they have, the FBI. And it's just for the simple thing. I know I'm on a watch list, and I know that Mr. Martinez is on a watch list as well for having John Whitehead on his program. So it's a situation that's so far out. I mean, I've written books on it. You'd have to go study this to get it all, but AT&T, Facebook, Google all work with the federal government in doing the surveillance so they can watch us and control us. And with the emergence of artificial intelligence now taking over the Internet, this metaverse, folks, watch out.
Exactly.
Metaverse means virtual reality. In other words, there won't be any reality. Mm-hmm. Kids are going to be walking around soon thinking that this thing exists or that thing exists. Study the metaverse if you haven't, being put forth by Zuckerberg, who spent a lot of money developing it. We're moving into something that the sci-fi writers of the past, the science fiction writers, kind of predicted but could not have imagined.
Yeah. John, a lot of this stuff that's coming about is stuff that's being perfected in China. And what we're realizing, are the tentacles from communist China are so deep within our government, and how they have bought off, you know, what they call elite capture. You know, when you talk about the deep state, you have the elite capture that has taken place by the Chinese. They know what these greedy guys want and these greedy gals want. You know, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Peter Schweitzer in his new book, Red Handed, you know, cites all these examples of how the tentacles and the greed of politicians, not only in this country, we're seeing it in Canada with Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, he is acting like a communist dictator because that's what he knows and that's what he's proud of. You know, his father taught him that. His father did that with Canada back in the 70s. He had a close relationship with the Chinese. And, you know, John, this is amazing. What they did is the government of Canada went in and they erased all the trail and inferences and connections of communist China with Pierre Trudeau's administration. And so Justin Trudeau is acting in form and fashion of his father, and he's already said very clearly that he loved the communist Chinese way of government because they could move on a dime. They could dictate, like what he's doing right now with the Canadian truckers. So this type of disease has infiltrated. It's deep in the deep state. It is being manifest in our politicians, whether we're talking Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden. We know that he's corrupt as all get out. You know, when you talk about his son, but don't think that the big guy is not involved and that his beak is not very wet from all the shenanigans that Hunter, you know, brought to him. And, you know, that the Biden Family Inc. has been able to prosper at the people's expense.
We're moving into a global government, no doubt. China is an amazing power, and the social credit score, the things I was talking to you about, the terrorist watch list and all that, that's all Chinese.
Right.
And they have a tremendous amount of power, and they're going to take over, in my opinion, the world, and it's going to be a total surveillance state from somewhere out in outer space. They're going to be watching everything and working with artificial intelligence. So watch out, people. We have a few years left. If we don't get active, education precedes action, like we say, and get your act together and get involved. We're gone, folks. Get your kids educated. They need to know the Bill of Rights.
And we've got to get our kids' education back where it belongs in control. These unions, these teacher unions, are in lockstep with these forces that want to dumb down our kids so that they're more easily controlled. Right, John?
Absolutely. It's all being powered through that, the education system.
Well, John, cannot thank you enough for all the great work that you do with the Rutherford Institute. I'm often asked, I want to support John Whitehead and the Rutherford Institute. Of course, I sent him to your website, but we got about 30 seconds. So, you know, let them know what they can do to get on the team and to get educated so that we follow your lead. And that is that with education, you know, comes action. And that's the right education and the right action. Okay, go ahead.
At Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, sign up for our stuff and get educated, folks, and move forward.
You got it. We got to do this together, ladies and gentlemen. The power is in the people's hands. So it's up to the people to manifest that power and step up, just like our Declaration of Independence encourages us. John Whitehead, thank you.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, because they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into eastern regions of Ukraine on a peacekeeping mission Monday. Putin declared Russian-led breakout areas of Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk as People's Republics and independent regions on Monday. Putin ordered Russian troops into the separatist areas of Ukraine. Russian President Putin via a translator.
They see us as a dog barking at the caravan. We have never agreed to that, and we never will. Russia was always standing for resolving the most difficult issues at the negotiating table.
President Biden and our allies will announce new sanctions against Russia on Tuesday after Moscow recognized two breakaway regions of Ukraine as independent. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced Tuesday that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia as punitive damages against Moscow over the Ukraine invasion. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you with us, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that is the address of the website where you get to, tap in to the resources here that are absolutely free because we're givers and it's our gift to you. So have at it. Download these great interviews, share them with your friends and neighbors so that we can get this country back on track. Jeff Kemp is with us. He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm heavy of heart, to be honest with you, Jeff. And I know we were going to talk a little bit about the Beijing Olympics, but before we do, if it's okay with you, what has my heart heavy right now is what's happening in Ukraine. What people do not understand is there are an incredible number of people of faith in Ukraine right now whose lives are being threatened by an aggressor. Now, this is a a Goliath, giant versus Goliath kind of event that's taking place here that is hovering on their border with all sorts of threats and whatever. But, you know, the Father knows, Jeff, as you would say, the Father knows exactly what's going to happen. And if it be his will that the God of Heaven's armies would come down and in the same way during the Six-Day War when, the Arab countries came in to attack Israel. If God would be manifest, then I pray that his kingdom would come, his will would be done, and the people of Ukraine would be protected.
Protected, yeah. I mean, there are atrocities and power plays all over the world, but in this broken world, God still holds even the rulers and authorities in his hands. And though some folks chose to go out of their way to criticize Franklin Graham, I think the best thing for us to do is to do the same thing he did.
Exactly.
And pray right now for leaders. So let me pray.
Yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who will bring perfect peace and has brought his kingdom to rule in our hearts, we know that evil and injustice still exist, and that leaders of various nations do not follow you, and yet you can move their hearts. You can move anything. And we pray for the leaders of every nation, particularly for Vladimir Putin, to come to a salvation and a knowledge of Jesus Christ, and for our Western leaders and the president of Ukraine to have the guidance of Christ and the Holy Spirit, and that you would avert war and change the mind of the leader of Russia and do what only you can do. Lord, we know that your will be the thing that happens, not our will. And we pray that your glory would come and that you would protect the innocent people, including all the soldiers who probably don't want to go to war, either to defend or to attack. But we just pray, Lord, for your hand in this situation, knowing that all leaders need you, and humility is what's called for. In Christ's name, amen.
God, humbly, we come before you and we bring to you not only the situation there in Ukraine, but we've got, you know, evil that is raising up in Canada. We see what's happening with the communist Chinese and the threats on Taiwan. Threats are abounding. And every time, Lord, historically, we've known that we could turn to you, and you again continue to be faithful, you know, and answer. You are a prayer answering God. And God, we pray that you would hear our prayers, Lord. And I know that 2 Chronicles 7:14 is still in play here. And that is, if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray, Lord, we're humbling ourselves. And look, we know we're going to be criticized. We know that, you know, Jeff and I praying to you on this nationally syndicated show is an anathema to some people. But we lift it up to you, Lord, as an aroma, as an offering to you, the Almighty God who is powerful, who moves leaders, who moves nations, who changes things, who did what you did with Israel in one day. In one day, you recreated a nation. Who does that? What other God does that? Only you, God. And only you can right these wrongs that are taking place. And I agree with my brother Jeff in saying that their hearts would be turned to you. But above all, God, that they will see, as you would always want them to see, that you, above all else, are Lord. That you only are God, and it is you that we come to with humility, confessing our sins and declaring that we're not perfect. You know that, God. And this is why you had to send Jesus, to save us, to bring us back to where we could have a relationship with you and cry out to you in this time of need. Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you for what you are going to do. And you'll do things in a way that we may not understand, but we trust in you above all else, Lord. And it is to you that we commit ourselves, regardless of what happens. But if you should choose, Lord, if you should choose to hold back the aggression and the evil, if there's still time for this, then we pray that there would be an incredible reset, a reawakening of this world, not just America, but of the world, a reawakening of the world, Lord, that people would awaken themselves to the truth and all that you are and all that you have for all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jeff,
we are concerned for the people. We're concerned for their safety. We're concerned for their souls. We're concerned for the leaders being led by God, and we're concerned for the leaders' souls, from the leader of America to the leader of Russia or Ukraine or Canada. And it's fair game to critique and to vote for leaders in and out, but when you don't have a democratic choice to vote leaders in and out, as in Russia, all we can do is pray. And so we do pray for God's hand.
Yeah, and here we are, Jeff, even in America, to your point. We have at least 3 more years of this current government that we have to deal with. And in whatever form, I mean, midterms, whatever may happen with the midterms. But, you know, as you say, we need to be concerned about the things that are concerning to God.
That's my prayer, is that our hearts would be enjoined with the Father in such a way that we would see things as He sees them, and that our priorities would align with His priorities right now. Because, I mean, all this stuff that's happening is quite interesting when you think about it. How this is coming about. Why are we here right now? Why is Canada in an uproar? Why are truckers standing up? Why are parents standing up against teachers' unions and radical school boards, you know? Why are the Uyghurs continuing to be held in captivity? Why is it that we have political prisoners in our country? God knows. God knows, and God has the answer. And in the answer of all that is a manifestation of freedom beyond our imaginings, Jeff. Think about it.
Well, you know, my dad, Jack Kemp, was a great believer in America and democracy and freedom being a universal condition, the Declaration of Independence being written, obviously, for America, but it was really a universal declaration that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights. And whether the governments realize that or not, that is the truth.
Yes.
The problem is that humans are imperfect, and our governments and institutions are imperfect. And we were blessed by a quite biblically rooted, realistic awareness of the founding fathers and America's, you know, guiding documents, that mankind is fallible. There need to be checks and balances, but a democratic republic is the best form of government of any. I don't know what it was, Churchill or what historian said that democracy is the best of many bad options, and the bad options are because humans govern imperfectly.
Right.
Well, history, as Dad said, was pointing towards democracy spreading, but that's reversing to some degree in our own country, in Canada, in Russia. But even just 20 years ago, it was going the other way with democracy as the Soviet Union broke up and Ukraine and others were formed. So things ebb and flow, but we do know that in the end times, there'll be a consolidation of power. Authoritarianism reacts against God.
Without a doubt. Jeff Kemp, thank you for being with us.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
More and more distressed about this mass debate. Should we? Shouldn't I? You know, the peer pressure that continues to take place. I maintain the brain damage that has been just been dumped upon us as a result of this whole masking controversy, which we discussed over 2 years ago, and agreed with Dr. Fauci when he first said that you know, masks aren't going to do a whole lot of good. You know, when you consider the virus itself, we've had so many experts again explain, but look at the mask has been a symbol of, I don't know, how do you want to call it, you know, of control, basically, and a loss of freedom along the way. This is what the mask has become. We've become reliant. We're like Linus and his blankie that we're dragging around. And I say that with all due respect, because I understand so many of you are absolutely frightened. You know, to be around people and, you know, that don't have a mask, and if, God forbid, if they cough, if somebody coughs, then, you know, we're just so paranoid about it. I get that. But, you know, we have got to get on the other side of this. And unfortunately, for what this past 2.5 years have done to us, what the mask has represented in robbing us of our freedoms, well, we've got to get beyond this and get, because this is representative of false fear. You know, and what fear means, you know, false evidence appearing real, right? And again, I respect those of you that are comfortable with mask and it gives you some security. God bless you. Have at it. And by the same token, you know, for the rest of us that want to be without a mask, we're, of course, going to be careful. I think we've upped our game hygienically and washing our hands and watching our distance. And for those, I think in some cases, people have gotten a little lax again. And somehow, you know, I mean, I hear them at church. It's like, wait a minute, you're obviously sick. What the hell are you doing in church? You know, stay home. You don't need to, you know, whether it's the flu or a cough, God forbid that it's anything COVID related. But, you know, it's just amazing, even now after all that we've gone through. But hey, it's the nature of man, and we're just going to have to put up with it. But meanwhile, the object here is to get beyond this to where we can be truly free. Okay, so enough on that, and we'll talk more about it later, because we've got to make room for the one and only Good News Girl. We're talking Samantha Mao, who's got a new host of viral videos to share with us. Hey, Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good. You're not wearing a mask talking to me on the phone. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. You don't have to answer that.
But, you know, I have to point out something kind of cool today. I don't know if you've talked about this yet or thought about it, but today is Tuesday. It's like Tuesday, The second month of the 22nd day, the 22nd year.
Exactly. Yeah, I always notice numbers like that. I know when I put that out and I had to publish our social media notice on all the guests and topics that we're going to talk about. Hey, by the way, if you want to be on that list, well, the easy way is you go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and it's posted there every day for you. But if you want an even advance notice, you'll get maybe a 6 to 8 hour advance notice. You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me that you want to be noticed every day. If you've got room in your email box for it, and we're happy to share in advance the guests and topics and, you know, what we're going to be talking about in the upcoming day. So we're happy to do that. But yeah, 2-22-22. There, you know, so something special about this day. I know. I love numbers like that. So. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, let's talk about this missing Nevada woman. This is unbelievable. I guess what did she fall? She falls off a cliff, can't figure out where the heck she is, and she's clinging to a tree, 400 feet from the ground. I'll tell you, that takes my breath away. Just imagining what this woman had to be enduring at that point in time. I mean, what do you do?
I have, this is one of those stories where, like you said, it just kind of takes your breath away, the thought of what she must have gone through. This was Gail Stewart. She's actually 64 years old, and this is in Nevada. And she had left her house about 8 o'clock in the morning, and she went missing. And about two, so people started going out looking for her. This is on Valentine's Day. And so, you know, there starts to be a party out looking for her when they realize that she's missing. And her son is actually the one who finds her. He finds her dangling off a 300 or 400 foot. She's 300 or 400 feet off the ground, like by a nearby cliff, a cliff that's nearby her house. Well, you know, this is only 2 hours later that he finds her. It still takes 12 hours, for the rescuers to actually get her. And somehow this woman is able to cling to this tree, for that long. And it's just a miracle rescue. It's a miracle that she was found. It's a miracle that she was able to hang on, and it's a miracle they were able to get to her. You know, I can't imagine how slow time must have gone as you're waiting for people to come get you, as you're clinging for life. My palms are sweating right now. Just the
talk about the recurring, you know, life before your eyes coming and going, you know, throughout time. I mean, first of all, you haven't been discovered. And finally, 2 hours later, your son, and then it's another 12 hours for the rescue. It's not like all of a sudden you could just bring a helicopter in and just pick her off the limb there and bring her to safety, right? Wow. What a deal. That's amazing. Now, this next story is really touching. And this is a mom who loses her basketball player. But the team made sure that she felt the love and rallied around her, huh?
That's right. So Jennifer there's a video that's going viral. It's of Jennifer DeHart at her son's basketball game. Her son actually passed away in a car accident. His name was Eli. He died in a car crash about 15 months before this. And, you know, so she still goes to her son's basketball games, the team that he was on. And, you know, the team still comes up, and each of them gives her a hug, and they tell her, "We got you, Mama." And it's just, it's one of those really sweet things. She must have been very close to them beforehand, and they must have loved her son a lot. And she said this happens every time they go. She goes to their games, they'll hug her down and give her a hug, which means the world to her. And I can't imagine her loss. And, you know, it's just nice to see these young men who are loving and caring enough to take their time to make sure that mama still feels, you know, still feels included and that she matters. And I'm sure that it helps, you know, uplift her heart that I'm sure is broken.
What does that say about these young men, you know, to have that kind of compassion? I mean, that is... in this day and age, and the thing is, there's more stories like that we hear that we don't hear about, but they're there. And thank you for bringing that forth. This next story is about a boater falls into an ocean. He swims 5 hours at night, and I mean, you got to. I mean, at night, all right. I mean, out there in the ocean, it's You can get disoriented. You can feel lonely and lost and whatever. But he's got a little bit of help, right? That's what gets him through it. Tell our audience who helped him.
That's right. So it was actually a medium-sized seal, which I just thought I've never seen a story where a seal is part of the rescue. But Scott Thompson, he was on his boat and he accidentally fell off and he just watched it go off and sail into the distance.
Oh.
And this is in the can you imagine? And this is in the Santa Barbara Channel.
Yes, I'm familiar. I'm very familiar with that. That's where I grew up around that area, so I'm familiar with it. Go ahead.
So you can picture where this guy is at, and he said there's he's lost at sea. There's no land in sight. He's just sitting there thinking, this is going to be how I die. And just, you know, he's just thinking to himself, I've got to keep swimming. And right at that moment, he feels what he describes as an angel, but it's a medium-sized seal. It just kind of comes underneath him kind of like a dog would and kind of nudges him. And this seal nudges him along the whole time until he swims 5 hours to an oil platform.
Yes.
It was closer than land, and it's just amazing that the seal stayed. It's almost like the seal has the heart. It's like a sea. I always thought they were kind of like the dogs of the sea.
Yes.
coming out there. And it's like he said that it was almost as if the seal knew he was in trouble.
Wow. Yeah.
And wanted to help him and just made it its mission and nudged him all along, you know, when he thought he couldn't go anymore. Because I can't imagine swimming that long, just like not knowing if you're going to make it, not knowing what's out there.
I
always thought that'd be scary.
I have a rough enough time in a swimming pool doing laps for 30 minutes, much less 5 hours out in the ocean.
Might
be a little concerned thinking, am I seeing a fin that's rising above the water here and start hearing a bass line from the music, you know, from the movie Jaws, just my imagination because it can run away with itself. But, wow, an angel seal. And, you know, you would want, I don't know, somehow for me, I mean, I know it's kind of a one and done deal, but you would, I'm the kind of person to say, gosh, you know, is that all there is? I mean, can I come back here and say hi and thank you, you know, to the seal?
Can I adopt you?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, you know, my God, how incredible is that? Now you've got this next story. You got a former college roommate donates a liver to a friend that he hasn't seen in 21 years. Wow.
That's right. So they went to college together, and so Stephen Robinson, who's 57, and Richard Koontz, they were college roommates, and then this has been 21 years. And so Koontz was actually invited by Robinson to visit him in Detroit, and when he saw Koontz, he had been battling a rare liver disease, and it's called primary sclerosing cholangitis. Cholangitis, if I can get that right. PSC is what they call it for short. And, you know, he had been going with different options trying to treat this liver disease, but what he ultimately needed was a transplant. And his old friend came in and he decided that he would offer a piece of his liver to save his friend.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, they just happened to be a matching blood type, and I just think that's really the ultimate gift, isn't it? The ultimate gift you can give a friend, especially a friend you haven't seen all that time.
Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
Without a doubt. Well, now you know why she's the good news girl. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look for Sam's Corner right there. We got a couple other viral news reports that you'll want to see, too, about a mom who loved Bambi so much. Find out what happened to her.
Supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to